Okay, let's begin. Today's daf is daf hey. So we got to the bottom of Dalad and Beis. As I said, we're going to need some of the pictures to understand what's going on. There's only so much I could explain. There's only so much Rashi could explain. But once through the pictures, everything comes to life. So the Gemara says in the bottom of Dalad and Beis that Haya Gavoa Me'esim Amma, let's say the Koreh was above 20 Amos. So Balam Ato, you want to minimize, you want to make it less than 20 Amos. How much should you minimize? The Gemara says, what do you mean? However much you need to. You have to make it 19 Amos. So Rashi points out, and this is very, very key to understand what's going on here. Rashi says seven lines up, mashma kama yagbiha karka. Had you read the Pashup Shah in the Gemara, you would have thought to bring the Korah down. We're talking, no, building the ground up. How much dirt do you have to add? How many tiles or whatever you have to add to minimize the height? And the Gemara says, what do you mean? You minimize it until you get to below 20 Amos. So the Gemara says, no, ela rachvo bekama. We know you have to add, couple tfachim up to make less than 20 amos, but how deep into the mavur, right? So you have a korah which goes this way, so you have to have the ground go that whole way, the whole length of below the korah. But how far out, deep into the mavur, you have to build? So the Gemara says, according to Rav Yosef Amar Tefach, you only need a tefach of depth to the ground you're building up, right below the korah is all you need, the full tefach. And according to Abaye, Amar Arba, you need four tefachim deep into the mavoi. So the korah on top is one tefach deep, right? The korah goes the whole way to the end of the walls of the mavoi. The mavoi is going this way. The korah is going this way. So the korah goes that way. And you have to build just a tefach of dirt right below the korah. And according to Abaye, you need to be four tefachim out from the korah, not just the one tefach. So the Gemara says that Lema Baha. Kemiflagi. Let's say that Abaye and Rava, or Rav Yosi rather, are arguing about the following. The man damar tefach, the one who holds that all you need to do is build a tefach of dirt, so kasavar mutter l'shtamesh tachas akor. You're allowed to work, you're allowed to use beneath the tefach of the korah on top. If you take a look at Rashi to explain the last Rashi on Dal Amr Beis here, man damar tefach kasavar mutter l'shtamesh tachas akor, damar chuda hachitzon yored v'sosim. What happens here is, when we have this korah, it's viewed as if it comes down. So which part of the korah is being viewed as going down? Is it the outer part where the mavoi, touches the Rosh Hashanah? Or is it the inner part of it, which is further away from the Rosh Hashanah? So Rashi says, this opinion understands that the outer part of the korah comes down. So the entire mavoi is within the korah. And even beneath the korah is also within the mavoi, within the Erev. And therefore, kidimash melekaman, like we'll see later on in Daf Chesman Beis, the Gemara is going to analyze this a little bit further. The Hilkach, Kaven deshir esim ama mishum hekerhu. Since the whole point of 20 amos, why it's normally possible is because you don't recognize it. Yesh heker laomid al oso tefach. If you're standing on a little mound, right? Imagine the dirt's flat and it goes up a tefach right below the korah. You just built the tefach up, so now it's less than 20 amos. So if I'm standing on that dirt, I'm beneath the korah. I'll recognize it because that's only 19 amos away. That's recognizable. That's only if you assume that you're allowed to use the area beneath the korah. However, going on to Daf Hayman Alf now, Man Damar Arba, the one who holds you need four tvachim of dirt, you need to build from the Rosh Rabim four tvachim into the Mavoi, they hold Asir L'Shamesh Tachas Akara. They're of the opinion, if Rashi explains here in the top here, Man Damar Arba, that you need four tvachim of dirt, Kasavar, not four tvachim high, right? You only need to build a height to make it less than 20 amos. But how deep into the mavoi to make the dirt go? So you need four tvachim because they hold the chuda hapnimi yored besosim. The inner part of the korah is what comes down. Meaning you can't work, you can't use below the korah. You have to go right behind the korah. But underneath the korah would be aser. So they hold that the roch of a korah, the width of the korah, is chutz l'stima. It's outside the area. The part that closes down does not include the part that's beneath the korah. Those who are using the mavoi, that those who are in the mavoi itself don't recognize the korah, because the korah is here. I can't work beneath the korah. I'm one step further. Now, further, I don't recognize the korah. The korah, from my perspective, is 20 amos above. I'm not going to recognize it. So Rashi explains, Hilkach, for that reason, tzarech shimashich l'toch ha-mavoi, you need to draw the korah, make it larger and longer, for tvachim, shetei ha-korah nikeres lem kishim sho b'oso gova. So we're not drawing the actual korah. The korah remains a tefach wide. But if I extend the dirt a little more for tvachim, so I'm standing on that area where I'm allowed to use, right? The first tefach beneath the korah, right, exactly. The one tefach below the korah I can't use. But the next three tvachim, which the dirt's a little elevated, I can use it. And since that's less than 20 amos to the korah, I'll recognize it. Even though I'm not directly beneath the korah, it's a little bit of an angle to see it. But since I'm still 20 amos below, within the korah, it would be acceptable to use that way. So that's why you require four tvachim if you assume you don't work beneath the actual korah. So that's the first suggestion as to what the machlokas of whether the dirt added on is only a tefach or needs to be four tvachim into the mavah. The Gemara says, well, that is not necessarily the debate. D'chuli alma kesavrei muter l'shamish tachas hakorah. And this is how we paskin, that you're allowed to work actually below the korah. The wall of the korah goes from the outer part of the korah, that goes and closes, and it encloses everything within the mavah, even that which is beneath the korah. So you can use even that part. So what's the machlokas? They're arguing about a very fundamental idea of what is the nature of a korah. Mar savar korah mishum heker, umar savar korah mishum mechita. Is a korah simply something to remind me that this is a mavoi, not a rishis rabim? Or do we actually view this as some form of a mechita, and it's coming all the way down to shut everything down like a mechita? So why does that dictate whether or not it's one tefach or four tefachim? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, man damar arba, it's around seven narrow lines down in Rashi, man damar arba, kesavar korah hamateris b'mavoi taima mishim mechitza. The one who holds four tefachim assumes that a korah functions as a mechitza, the aminan chuda hachitzon yori v'sosim. That outer part of the korah goes all the way down, we view it halachically as being a wall. V'amru rabbanan, we have a klal when it comes to mechitzos and the betfei me'esim lo aminan yored v'sosim. The way it works is that I only allow a part of a korah to come all the way down if that distance from the ceiling to the floor is less than 20 amos. If it's above 20 amos, we don't view yored v'sosim. It has to be within 20 amos. So that's why I have to build up a little bit, a tefach up, to have it less than 20 amos to allow for yored v'sosim. That's in terms of height. But there's also a question of area. So the area, if you look further in Rashi, Rashi says, again, the betfei me esrim, if it's 20 amos above lo amrinan yored v'sosim, we don't say yored v'sosim, v'chevan de lo havi miut dalid, and since the area now it won't be dalid by dalid, it's only one tefach, if you assume it's only one tefach, havi mechitza hasuya lefachos mi dalid, v'kaimelan b'chol duchte de mechitza eino ruya le dalid la mechitzi. So the way it works is for mechitza to be an effective mechitza has to be an area of 4x4 tefachim. If I'm trying to build a halachic mechitza or an area that's such a 1x1 tefach or a 1x4 tefachim, that's not mechitza. Mechitza is worthless. So yored v'sosim requires two things. Number one is it has to be less than 20 amos high. It also has to be machshir or matir, an area that's 4x4 tefachim. If the area of the dirt is only one tefach wide, then it's not being matir versus yachis, matir nothing. So you have to have four tefachim deep of the dirt into the mavoi, so now your v'sosim will work because it's less than 20 amos, and it's also affecting an area of 4x4 tefachim, now we can acknowledge it as being a mechita. Once it's a mechita for the 4x4 tefachim area, it can be a mechita for the entire mavoi. But again, if it's only going to be a mechita of one tefach of dirt, that's not going to work. That's just a rule, a technicality of how your v'sosim works. And that's why the one who holds its four tefachim holds that the korah serves as a mechitza, and you need the rules of mechitza of four tefachim, but if you hold it's only a heker, so you don't need four tefachim, as long as it's recognizable, as long as the korah, at least for somebody, is within 20 amos, it's sufficient to function as a heker. Then the Gemara says, Ibai Seima, another suggestion as to whether you need one tefach or four tefachim of dirt, is as follows. Ibai Seima de chuliyama korah mishum heker. Really, korah is for serving as a heker to recognize that this is not a rishis rabim, it's a mavoi. V'hacha beheker shalmata ubeheker shalmala kemiflagi. They're arguing about the connection, the relationship to the heker above, to the heker below. The heker above, which is the korah, everybody agrees it needs to be just one tefach. That's undisputed. The question is now the dirt below. Does that also, just like the top, that also one tefach is sufficient, or are we going to say the below heker has to be different? It has to be four tefachim, different than the korah, which is only one tefach. So the Gemara explains, Dimar savar aminan heker shalmata, keker shalmala. One holds that the bottom heker is just like the top heker, and therefore one tefach is sufficient. However, mar savar lo aminan heker shalmata, keker shalmata. We do not have this parallel, and even though the korah on top is enough to have just one tefach, the simon, the heker below, must be four tefach. So then the Gemara says, Ibai Seima, yet another explanation. This is the final one of this discussion. Ibai Seima, the chuliyama aminan heker shalmata, keker shalmala. No. one tefach is enough. We do equate the bottom hecker to the top hecker. Just like the korah is one tefach, so too the karka on the bottom needs to only be one tefach. However, the concern here is, hacha b'gzeira shema yifchos kimithli. The question is, are we concerned lest it become less than that? That Rashi explains here, gzeira shema yifchas, or halfway down there are narrow lines in Rashi, ayde drisas regum yifchas hamiut v'yamod al pachos mitafach. What's going to happen here is, by people walking in back and forth over the mavo into Rishis Rabim, eventually the tefach depth of dirt might come to be a half a tefach only, and you're going to lose the hecker in the bottom. So as an extra precaution, they say, no, let's have four tefachim of dirt. It gives us some buffer. Even if it does get drisas regalim, it's not going to get to the one tefach until we notice it, and we'll be able to fix it and add some more dirt to patch everything up. And the other opinion felt, no, we're not concerned that's going to happen. One tefach is going to remain there, and it will serve as a very functionable hecker. So Gemara now says that haya pachas me'asar tefachim. Let's say the mavoi wall is less than 10 tefachim. Up until now, we're talking about 20 amos. 20 amos is the highest that we could tolerate. Above 20 amos is possible for a korah. Now, on the minimum level, the smallest amount has to be at least 10 tefachim high. The wall must be 10 tefachim. If it's less than 10 tefachim, it's not called the mavoi, and a korah won't actually work. So let's say the wall of the mavoi is less than 10 tefachim. So now you want to make it to 10 tefachim. You want to dig out the dirt to make the walls 10 tefachim, to have a real mavoi. And it's a real mavoi, you have a korah and you have a lechi, or lechi. So the Gemara says, hayapachos me'asara tefachim v'chakak ba lashlima la'asara, and you want to dig into the dirt to have the wall go a full 10 tefachim now. So, kamachokik, how much do you have to dig down into the dirt? Gemara says, kamachokik, kamadatarach, however much you need to. You need to build dig a tefach deep, just to make it 10 tefachim. What's the kasha? So Gemara says, no, just like we said above, ela mashcho bekama, how far in does it have to go? How many tefachim or amos do you need to make the wall a full 10 tefachim? So here we're talking about the same thing, deep into the mavoi. So the Gemara says, machlok is here as well, between Rav Yosef and Abaye. Rav Yosef amar ba'arba tefachim, Abaye amar ba'arba amos. That you need to build, let's say, you have a wall. Let's say I'm the mavoi, right? My arms are the side, my chest is the back, it's the alleyway, and the open area is where the Rishis Rabim is. So here, now this wall here is, let's say, less than 10 tefachim. So I dig a dirt, make it 10 tefachim tall, and how deep into the mavoi do I have to build? Do I need to build 4 tefachim, or do I need to build 4 amos to make this a considerable wall, to make it considered a mavoi? So the Gemara says, that's the machlokas. So let's suggest, lema, b'direbi ami, b'direbi asi, kemithlgi. It sounds like that both Rav Yosef and Abaye are arguing about whether we accept the position of Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi. What do they say? Dietmar. We're going to need one of the pictures found in Rashi. It's debated whether or not we attribute Rashi to all these diagrams. It's a discussion, someone sent me an article, the first day of Erevin, whether Rashi wrote these or someone else wrote these. Either way, they're oftentimes very helpful. So the Gemara says, Itmar, mavoi shenifratz mitzido klape rosha. Let's have a mavoi. The mavoi, my right arm is one of the walls. Let's say my right arm, part of it, there's a breach in that wall. So now it's separate from the entranceway. So now there's a breach in that area close to the entranceway of the mavoi to Rishis Rabim. So now how are we mati that area? So the Gemara explains again, mavoi shenifrat mitzido, the side wall where my arm is, there's a breach in that wall, klape rosha, close to the opening to the Rishis Rabim. So how do you fix this? So the Gemara says, if you want to look at so we'll look at the Rashi, then we'll look at the picture. Itamar, Mishmei de Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, was said in the name of both Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, Im Yesham Pas Dalad. If there's 4 Tefachim, so if you look at Rashi, you see that Rashi picture, the first one on the page here? It's lower down though, the bottom of the narrow lines. Do you have a picture there? So there's a little, there's a Korah and there's a Pas, that area. And then there's a breach. So between that, on the right side, that wall, then the breach, and the rest of the wall, if that Pas, that small area before you get to the breach, next to the Korah, if that's Dal Tefachim, if it's 4 Tefachim long, so then that's Matir. That actually allows you to still use that right wall as part of the Mavoi. It's Matir Bepirta Ad Eser. It's actually a good wall and allows, it tolerates a breach of up to 10 Amos. More than 10 Amos, it doesn't work, but if there's 10 Amos or less, that wall, those two walls are considered connected and closed. Vim Lav, if that pass, that area, is not 4 Tefachim long, it's less than 4 Tefachim, it's not serving as a wall anymore, then that breach Lav, it has to be Pachos Mishlosha. It would only tolerate in a breach of 3 Tefachim, below 3 Tefachim, because we're going to invoke Lavan. If it's Shlosha, if it's going to be 3 Tefachim or more, Eino Matir, it's not going to protect that breach. So we see from here, though, the pass, that area, must be at least 4 Tefachim long in order to be considered a Mavur. So just like by this area of the pasnis before Tvachim, so too says Rav Yosef, that in order to dig out the wall of the Mabur that was less than 10 Tvachim, needs to be dug out 4 Tvachim to create the wall, to create the pas. You don't need 4 Amos. So Rav Yosef holds 4 Tvachim just like Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi. And Abai says, no, we don't hold the Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi. We need to go 4 Amos long. That seemingly that pas, in the case of the breach, would also have to be 4 Amos long. 4 Tvachim long wouldn't be significant enough. It's a Rishus Yachin. That size, seemingly it's a Rishus Yachin.
Because otherwise, yeah. It would also be
a problem. We don't know this. We'll ignore that. We'll focus on what we see. We have no idea it's on the other side. It's a Rishus Yachin.
What's the response for that, though? Why you need one arm, one four arm, four arms, whatever it might be, whatever their argument is.
Well, that's considered a wall. I'm not sure. I don't know the story. That's considered a wall of a Mavoi. So Gemara then says, okay, Gemara says, not true. That's not necessarily the machlokas. The Gemara says, again, just to fill this out, L'Rav Yosef, Ishtalei L'Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yosef, who holds 4 Tvachim, was enough to dig out. He holds like Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi. L'Abaye, Leslei L'Rabbi Ami. He doesn't hold the Rabbi Ami. He needs 4 Amos different than Rabbi Ami. And the Gemara says, Amr Lach Abaye. Abaye says, Hasam, Sof Mavoy, Hachat Chiyas Mavoy. No, even Abaye holds the Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi. There's a difference of creating Tchilas Mavoy, creating a Mavoy from the beginning, and fixing Sof to fix a Mavoy that once was, that had a breach. If you're fixing a Mavoy that was once a full Mavoy, a full wall, and there happened to be a breach, so then 4 Tvachim is enough to keep that Mavoy going. But to create, in the first place, a Mavoy, you need a full 4 Amos in order to establish one. So he says again, Hasam over there by Sof Mavoy. I agree. If it was a Mavoy in the beginning, and there was a breach, as long as 4 Tvachim of Pas remain, that's sufficient. But halacha here in our case, when you're digging to create a mavoy, tchilas mavoy, ika arba amos, if there's 4 amos long, that can establish a mavoy in. But if you don't have the 4 amos low, it won't work in order to create the possible mavoy. So then the Gemara says, okay, so now that's the machlokas, Abaye and Rav Yosef, 4 tvachim or 4 amos. The Gemara now is going to look for some proof. So this next proof is a little bit challenging here. We'll do the best we can. This, if you have pictures, you'll need this. If you don't have pictures, you're going to be lost. So look at your neighbors if you have. If not, I'll try the best I can. So the Gemara says, Amr Abaye. Abaye says, now, by the way, if I read this, when I read this, the Gemara Rashi, there's no way I could have ever created this image to know. You don't know what's going on.
That's
impossible.
That's so hard.
Yeah. You just can't figure it out. So unless someone was teaching you how it was. So Amr Abaye. Abaye says, Mina Amina La, how do I know that you need 4 amos long? The Tani, the Braisa, teaches us that Ein Mavoy Nitar Belechi Vekara, you need 2 houses and courtyard. So now the way it worked was, you have 2 houses here, and then they each had their own courtyard. So now the courtyards then met to a mavoy in the middle. So now imagine this is the mavoy. It's a long mavoy to Rishus Rabim over here. This is my mavoy. But off to the side is, one side got a courtyard and 2 houses, the other side is a courtyard and 2 houses, and this is a typical case of a mavoy. And they open up into the mavoy here. That mavoy is a long alleyway which takes you to Rishus Rabim. Now that this significance of the length is very important, because the length this way works, we're going to see if the length were to be that way, where the opening to Rishus Rabim is still the same direction, but it's longer this way to the houses and shorter to the Rishus Rabim, that's actually not a good mavoy. We have to keep that in mind. So it normally goes long that way towards Rishus Rabim, picking up all the chatzers along the way, which lead to houses. So in order for a mavoy to be a mavoy, you have to have at least 2 houses, 2 courtyards on the side. That's the minimum, and more than that certainly will work. Less than that won't work. So now if we're talking about a case where you need at least 2 entranceways for the mavoy into each chatzer, so there's at least 2 psachim into the each chatzer. So now if you're going to say, iba arba, if a mavoy only needs to be 4 tvachim long, not amos, but 4 tvachim, if you were to say that, hecha mishkachza, how are you going to find 2 entranceways to courtyards here? Because right now the assumption is it has to be a mavoy either square or a long mavoy this way. It can't be a long mavoy that way. So let's assume it's a square now. It's 4 tvachim. 4 by 4 tvachim is the area of the mavoy. Square works. So now what happens is you have an entranceway here to that chatzer, entranceway here to that chatzer. If you have the picture, it certainly helps. So now a wall, an entranceway, a pesach, we have throughout Shas is always 4 tvachim wide. Now an entranceway also requires a source of pesach. You need to have the beams on the side. So really, a Pesach really requires more than 4 Tvachim. We need 4 Tvachim plus a Tefach of a beam here and a beam here to create an entranceway. If the Mavoy itself is only 4 Tvachim, you don't have enough space to create 4 Tvachim of plus for each entranceway to each side of the Chatzer. So therefore, he says it's very hard to imagine you have four tefachim is the size of the mavoi if it's not able to create a four tefach plus entranceway to each side of the chatzer. So if you look at the picture, at least in my masifta, I have one of the pictures here. It shows that area of a little square box, a tiny mavoi, and there's a little wall there. So there's an entranceway to each chatzer. Those chatzeros entranceway have to be a little bit more than four tefachim, but it can't be because a mavoi itself is only four tefachim. So because of that reason, Abayi says it can't be four tefachim. A mavoi must be at least four amos long to be considered a mavoi. Now it goes a little bit further to say, he says, and if you're going to tell me b'chitema, the situation, the pasach lei b'dofen emtzai, there's kind of like a middle wall there. So if you, I don't know what you have in front of you, but there's another picture here with a smaller wall in between each of the doorways. So if you look there, great. If not, I don't know what to tell you. But whatever this case is, we have a situation whereby the mavoi is extended this way, which is we're going to see in a second. It's wrong, but extend that way where the entrance way isn't going from these sides, but it's coming from these sides rather. So you have four tefachim here, four tefachim here. So the mavoi is four tefachim this way, but it's like 20 tefachim this way, this length. So you have a pesach here, and a pesach to each courtyard. That would work. The problem is the Gemara says, "V'ha'amar Rav Nachman Naktina." We have a klal. Ezu mavoi. What's a mavoi shenitar blechi v'kara? Not only does it have to have a two chatzeros and batim entering to the mavoi, but also the direction, the shape, can't be kol she'arko yeser al rachbo, has to be where the length this way is larger than the width. But if it's the opposite, where it's going this way is longer, that's not going to work. So it has to be kol she'arko yeser al rachbo, ubatim v'chatzeros psuchim l'socho. And since the way we create in the image is where the length is this way longer than the width, that's going to be possible as a mavoi. So how do you have a four tefach mavoi that creates two psachim of four plus tefachim? That's not going to work. And for that reason, Abaye says it has to be four amos is the minimal length of a mavoi. Now, Rav Yosef comes to defend himself. He says, not true. I could create a situation whereby the mavoi itself is only 4x4 tefachim, but you still create a pesach to each chatzer that's more than four tefachim. How so? Bekeren zavos, it goes at a corner. So you have here, if you look at the picture, I can't explain any further, but we know an angle is always longer than the actual side of a triangle. So if you have a situation where, again, just look at the picture, I can't say anything more. Look at the picture, you see it goes like that, and 4.2 will give you the angle of creating a Pesach to each Chatzer, even though the side is only 4 Tefachim, but you create an angle as a Pesach, an angled Pesach, that will create a more than a 4 Tefach entranceway, and you could still create this scenario, and that's why 4 Tefachim still can work as a mavel. So Bai brings another ayah, how he knows four amos is the source, is the minimal amount of a mavoi. Amar Bai says that mina aminala, how do I know you need four amos? Damar Rami Barchama Amar Rav Huna, lechi abolet midofno shamavoi. So let's say you have, this is the mavoi, right? The way my hands are, my chest is a mavoi, and now at the end here I've got a little lechi sticking out, so it curved off to that side. So that lechi now on the side, that's sticking out, closing off the entrance way from the mavoi to the Rishis HaRabim. So the Gemara says, Dama Rami Bar Chama Amar Rav Huna. It's important to know this Rav Huna saying this. We'll get to Rav Huna and the Amud Beis. That lechi habole midofna shemavoi. It's a lechi that's protruding from one of the walls closing up the entrance way or the exit. If it's pachas mi arba amos, if it's less than arba amos, it's nidom mishum lechi. That's called a lechi. A lechi only needs to be like a tefach. But you can make it longer if you want. So as long as it's less than four amos, that's still considered a lechi. And if it's a lechi, it's considered halachically as if it closes off the mavoi. If, however, if it's an einot tzarech lechi acher, you don't need another lechi lahatiro, that long lechi will be sufficient as long as it stays within less than four amos. If, however, when that wall starts closing off the exit from the mavoi into Rosh Hashanah, it's arba amos, it's four amos or longer, that's not a lechi anymore, that's nido mishum mavoi, that's called a mavoi, v'tzarech lechi acher latiro. A mavoi is dal amos. So once you hit dal amos, you're no longer in the category of lechi. You are in the category of a mavoi, because a mavoi is dal amos. That means a mavoi. So you just created an extension of your mavoi with dal amos. It can't serve as a lechi. It's just a kind of a strange-shaped mavoi now, and you have a big breach. You need to make another lechi. We'll see how to in just a second on my biz. You need to make a lechi now in order to permit that that exit, that entrance way.
For Dr. Lechi, the width is arba amos.
Exactly. Arba amos.
Meaning the width.
Yeah, exactly. It closes off. When it starts closing off the exit, it extends itself four amos.
Right.
And now,
it becomes its own.
That's a mavoi. Once you have four amos, that's considered a mavoi, not a lechi anymore. So we see that the arba amos is the minimal shear of creating a mavoi, like Abayi said. Rav Yosef says, no. You misunderstood it. Lafuki mitoris lechi adikar abam arba amos. Baleve mavoi afilo arba tvachem nami have a mavin. This brisa isn't saying how many amos you need or what distance you need, what length you need to create a mavoi. It's just saying how long it will be to no longer be considered a lechi. So the brisa just says it's a lechi until it hits arba amos. Once it's arba amos, you can't view this as a lechi anymore. That's just part of a wall. But it's not saying when I create a mavoi in general, I need arba amos to create not mavoi. A mavoi can be created with four tvachim long wall. This is just telling me once a lechi hits four amos, it's not a lechi anymore. This is talking about how to create a mavoi, and therefore you can't make the jump of four amos of no longer being considered a lechi to being requiring four amos in order to create a mavoi. In other words, you can have four tvachim, could be a mavoi, but it could also serve as a lechi as well. Fine. So Gemara then says, after establishing that, so that's the machlokas, again, Rav and Abaye, about four amos or four tvachim long, what you need to create a mavoi.
The wall is a lechi and a wall.
Exactly, that's what comes down. Exactly. If you hold that according to Yosef, a lechi, a mavoi could be four tvachim, it could serve as a wall, and it could also serve as a lechi at the same time, it seems. Now, halachically, I don't know what he would do. Exactly, right. Yeah. So now the Gemara says the last two lines of Amud Aleph here. Gufa. We just said above that Amar Rami Bar Chama Amar Rav Huna. Lechi habolet midafno shemavo. You have a lechi that's now sticking out of the wall, which means it's starting to close off the exit from the mavo into Rishis Rabim. So Gemara now continues to quote this in Amud Bezir. Wow, it's getting late. That pachos me'arba amos, if it's less than four amos, in other words, a lechi extends itself into the closure less than four amos. It's nido mishum lechi, that's called a lechi. So, v'ein tzarech lechi achel atiro, you don't need another lechi. That itself serves as a lechi as long as it stays below dal amos. But if the lechi extends itself to dal amos, it's nido mishum mavoi, that's now considered just an extension of the mavoi, and you need a tzarech lechi achel atiro. You need another lechi to permit the usage in the mavoi. So now the Gemara asks, on this statement, oso lechi heichan mamida. So now this new lechi that you need, where exactly do you position it in order to close up that breach? So the Gemara says, idemokila behadei, if you just add it right next to the lechi that already exists, which is now being viewed as a wall. So in my hand, as a structure, this is the wall. This is not a lechi, it's too long. It's dal amos, it's not a lechi, it's a wall. I put the lechi now right there, that's just extending the wall. It's not helping anything. So idemokila behadei, mamish next to the wall that's closing it up. You're just adding on. That's not a lechi. That's just adding on to the wall. So Amar Rapapa. Rapapa says, Demoki la le'idach agisi. Put on the other side, the flat wall. You have a lechi there. So you have a lechi on one side, a wall on the other side, and that's going to be enough to close the breach. Rav Huna, Breidir of Yeshua Amar, no. Afilu tema demoki la bahadei. Even if you place the lechi mamish next to that wall, it's going to be enough as long as demetafe bay or demifsar bay. As long as you make it either a little bit wider or a little skinnier, whereby it sticks out from the depth of the actual wall. So the wall is this thick and the lechi is this thin. Or the lechi is this thick. Somehow it's going to not be smooth and it won't be smooth with the wall. That will serve as a proper lechi, even if it's mamish next to that wall. Yeah. The Gemara then says, "Am Rav Huna Bereid of Yeshua, lo Amran Ella b'Mavoi Shmona." This discussion here, this discussion of the adding on the lechi that you need, that if the lechi is four amos long and you need another lechi acher, it's only true if the mavoi is total eight amos wide. So in other words, if I have my lechi, so my chest area is eight amos, let's say, and now closes off this way, so now it's closing off a little bit. So then, if this is four amos long, so it's half of it's closed, I need another lechi here or a lechi there, however you do it, to close it off. But if it's less than four, eight amos, it's seven amos, we'll see in a second, everything changes. So this whole discussion we're having about the wall closing up the closure, four amos, it's only true if the width of the mavoi is eight amos wide. So again, lo amrin ela b'mavoi shmona, aba b'mavoi sheva, if it's only seven amos wide, nitar b'omed meruba ala par. It's the first time seeing this concept. A breach is only a problem if the breach is larger than the actual wall. Omed is the wall, the physical structure. If, however, the structure, the physical structure, is rove of the breach, so in other words, if I have seven amos wide, and four of the amos is wall, and the other three amos are breach, so then I would not need to have it. Right? We said when the lechi is four amos, I need another lechi acher. That's only true if the other breach is just as wide, four amos, if it's equal. But if it's only three amos, compared to the four amos of wool, so that we could invoke a different concept. It's called the omed is meruba ala parts. The physical wool is greater than the breech. So since it's four amos of wool to only three amos of breech, it works without there being a lechi. So there are two ways now we know how to close off a mavoi. Either with the lechi, with three ways really. Either a kora or a lechi. And now we have a third way is the omed is meruba ala parts. So if it's seven amos wide, you don't even need a lechi because you have omed is meruba ala parts.
So the lechi is considered a wall.
A lechi creates a wall. Exactly.
It's not a lechi.
Right. So then the Gemara says, and how do we know omed meruba ala parts works? Where did that come from? So we haven't been introduced to that just yet. So the Gemara says, it's a kal v'chomer mechatzer. We learned this from a kal v'chomer from chatzer, which is as follows. Ma chatzer she'eino niteres b'lechi v'kora. Lechi v'kora is something unique to a mavoi. You and I, we don't build Erevin, but we'll never hear of it. We don't have mavois nowadays. So lechi and kora is really obsolete in our current places. But it certainly doesn't work. They don't work by a chatzer, so it's irrelevant to us. So if you say a chatzer, she'eino niteres b'lechi v'kora, however, a chatzer is niteres b'omen meruba ala parts. If I've got a chatzer, and the walls are more than the breach, that works. That's an Erev. I don't need to do anything more. I don't need to put an Erev. I don't need to put a string. I don't need to do a kanamikon, kanagabayam. I don't need a turz of Pesach. But the omen is meruba ala parts. That it helps a chatzer. So if it helps a chatzer, which normally is limited, which you don't allow a kor and a lechi to work for a chatzer, but omed, meruba parts does work for a chatzer, so then certainly a mavoi, which has more kulas, shenita belechi v'kora, eino din, shenita be'omed meruba al parts, it should also allow for this concept to work of omed is meruba al parts. Gemara says you can't say that, because we have a different klal, a chumr that exists by a mavoi that doesn't exist by a chatzer. What's that? Mal chatzer shekein pirtzasa be'eser, we could tolerate a chatzer with a breach of 10 amos, but he's going to say, betomer, we apply the din of omen ruah paretz by mavoi shepirtzasa ba'arba, that if there's a breach of 4 amos in the wall of a mavoi, that will actually ruin the mavoi. So we have a chumrah, that we tolerate 10 amos breach when it comes to a chatzer, but only 4 amos by a mavoi. So maybe only omen ruah paretz works by a chatzah, where there's this other kula existing of 10 amos we allow, but it shouldn't work by a mavoi where we only have 4 amos of a breach. And Gemara says, no. We had seen an aleph, that Kesava Rav Huna, that Breder of Yeshua, mavoi nami pirtasa b'eser. We just saw an aleph, that there's an opinion, that we allow for a 10 amos breach, even by a mavoi. So they're equal. There's not a difference between a chatzah. And therefore we can rely on the chatzah, the kal v'chomer. If an omen merubah paretz works by a chatzah, certainly it should work by a mavoi as well. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. Let's see, who is talking here? Leman Kamrinan. Who are we talking to? Rav Huna. Rav Huna here was the one who allowed, he's the one who has this Kal V'Chomer. Rashi points out that Rav Huna, Braid of Yeshua, is talking about this, is quoting his Rebbe, Rav Huna, who's Tamid de Rav, it's part of a whole lineage, is Rav Huna, Braid of Yeshua, and there's Rav Huna, Stam. So this all is apparently within the understanding of Rav Huna. Rav Huna is the one who said this statement initially in Amar Aleph about the lechi, about Arba Amos. That's Rav Huna Stam. And now Rav Huna Bered of Yeshua is commenting on Rav Huna himself about that lechi that's Arba Amos. Now the problem is, if we're working within the opinion of Rav Huna Stam, so again, Leman Kamrina and the Rav Huna. But we know Rav Huna in general holds Pirtasa Bedalit. He holds, we'll see on a couple of days from now, maybe tomorrow, I don't remember which daf. Rav Huna holds, we only allow 4 Amos breach. So it is a good kasha of 4 Amos of Mavoi versus 10 amos of the chatzir. So how could Rav Huna, Braid of Yeshua, get away with making such a suggestion? So the Gemara says, no. Svir le Rav Huna, Braid of Yeshua, taima denavshe. Come on, he's talking on his own. When Rav Huna, Braid of Yeshua, is commenting on Rav Huna Stam, he's giving his own twist to it, that he himself personally allows for 10 amos breach. So with his background of 10 amos breach, working within the scenario of Rav Huna Stam of the Lechi Dalad Amos, this could all work out. But you're right. For Rav Huna himself, Stam, this equation wouldn't work, but it does work for Rav Huna, Bray, Yav Yeshua.
So we don't go with the Kal V'Chomer according to this?
No, we do still do the Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer is accepted.
But not according to
Rav Huna.
But
Rav Huna Bar Yeshua does use it. Exactly. So then the Gemara says, we'll finish off with this. Then the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar, Afil Tema B'Mavoi Shmona. So even if you have the case of where the mavoi, like we had said, is 8 amos wide, you could still have the same discussion of 4 amos and the need for a lechi. He says, afilu b'mavoi shmona nami lo tzarech lechi. He says, no, he goes against his whole discussion of Huna. If Huna says, if it's 8 amos wide, and the lechi now goes into four amos of the width of it, you do need another lechi. Rav Ashi says you don't need a lechi even if it's eight amos wide. Why not? Because he says, manafshach, e omed nefesh. So if the the omed is 4.1 amos and the breach is 3.9 amos, so the wall is slightly larger, so it's permitted without a lechi because you could invoke omed nefesh, need to be omed merubal parts. There's a greater wall than there's breach. V parts nefesh, and if the breach is larger, where there's 4.1 amos of breach to only 3.9 of the omed of the wall, nidom mishum lechi, that's allowed to be used a lechi. We say as long as a lechi doesn't hit four amos, it stays below. So whichever one's larger, you either have to play with omed merubal parts, or you have a lechi to still work with. And if you're going to tell me my amos, so what's the one scenario that you have to challenge? The shavi tavayu, if it's mamish kiadadi, it's mamish equal. If it's four amos of wall to exact four amos of a breach, so now it's not a lechi because it's four amos, but you also don't have omed merubal parts, so you're kind of stuck now. What do you do then? So he says, kiadadi havilei safek divrehem, it's a safek midivrehem, and safek divrehem is lahake. What's a safek? If you look at Rashi, have a safek divrehem, shemet simtim. You don't know, it's impossible. The discussion in general, whether something is efshalat tzamtzim or efshalat tzamtzim, whether man can make something exact, precisely 50%, 50%, that's a debate in general. Tosos and the bomb gets into it. We're not going to discuss it. We don't know if you can. It might be exactly, maybe not. More likely, it's not exact. So that one scenario, of the three possible scenarios, two are completely fine. 4.9 wall is fine because of lechi. 4.1 wall is fine because omen brew out parts, and the one scenario of the one of three chances, not really exactly chances, but one of the three scenarios, it's 4 to 4 exactly. We don't know if you got it. That's a suffix. And shema tzimte, maybe it's exact. If you also would be also in that case, the shema lo tzimte, maybe it's not exact, and you have either 3.9 or 4.1, which would be mutter. And since tiltil in a mavo is only a din dirabanan, it's a suffix divrei lahakel, and therefore there's no need to build another lech.